to talk to someone with lies, sarcasms, deceptions, exaggerations, to confuse the truth.
To make every spoon in an entire cafeteria come over and make a big cool spoon tower. You probably read about me in scientific journals and stuff.
I have not.
Hello there, everybody. You're listening to Hobosode number 424. Today is November 15th, 2023, and I'm going to take a look here in my request email folders and see what I can find. This episode is brought to you by Namesake Jake. Thanks, Namesake Jake, for joining us on the Patreon. Oh no, it looks like the sign guy has sent me more pizza receipts that he finds on the ground, I guess near the pizza place. So I guess that's what we're going to start today's show out with. I love pizza calls.
Hello.
Hi, is Ian Brown? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is Ian Brown?
Yes, who is this?
This is Dave at the Domino's. You guys ordered a couple pizzas recently.
Yeah.
Is Ian Brown?
He is around.
He is or he is not?
He is.
Oh, okay. That actually means I wanted to chat with him.
Okay.
Duh.
Hello?
Hi, Ian.
Yeah?
It's Dave from the Domino's. You ordered a couple of hand-tossed pizzas the other day. The sausage and the pepperoni.
Yeah.
And those pizzas broke our oven. I think they were fully cooked for you, but when they came out, our oven was broken. And we weren't able to make any more pizzas for the night. And we had to buy a new oven.
Uh-huh.
And you know those are like $4,000, right? I guess he knew where that was headed. And he just hung up on me. Here, let me try him one more time.
Please leave your message for...
I'm trying to call him back and he won't pick up. So I guess we're done with Ian and Ian's woman. I should have just talked to her. Maybe she would have thrown more of a fit. But that's okay, the sign guy has sent us other pizza receipts. Let's try another one. This next one says in big letters that it's a new customer.
What's up?
Hey, Aiden?
Yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good. This is Dave from Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pepperoni from us recently.
Okay.
On the 11th, that was 4 days ago.
Okay.
And our oven broke when it made your pizza. And we've got an authorization from the corporate office to go ahead and bill you for that. Because, you know, man, come on. It's a good premise, right? And nobody wants to believe it.
Hi, this is Angel. Sorry, Mr. Cole.
Damn it, Aiden.
Hi, this is Angel.
He will not pick up now. Damn these college students. Either being too smart for pranks or not giving a shit, because, I mean, it's their parents' money. They have nothing to lose except for their parents' money.
Hello?
Hello, Jose?
Yeah?
This is Dave from Domino's Pizza.
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, you ordered a thin pizza from us and a Philly steak.
Yeah.
And, over the weekend. Yeah, and these 8-piece plain wings.
Yeah.
And our oven broke while I was making this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I've been in touch with the corporate office. We thought we were going to have to buy a whole new oven, but I guess we just need to buy a heating element, which is $600, and they've authorized me to bill you for that.
What?
We're going to bill you for the heating element in the oven. It needs replaced because we haven't been able to make pizza since, you know, you had your stuff.
I don't understand. What does my pizza have to do with...
Well, you broke the oven. Your pizza broke the oven. And okay. It shows here that your total was $49.92. We'll take that into account, so it'll just be $450.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
We're going to be billing you for the oven repair, because your pizza broke the oven.
All right, what's the punch here, man? What's the joke?
There's no joke. Your pizza broke our oven, and we need compensation. Welcome to the real world.
Okay.
Because you know, when you break people's things, they're going to... Okay, maybe it's a stupid idea. Here's one from Anime Girl 304. She wants me to call Jacob. He texted on a dating app. Never want to go on a date, but was a big stalker of mine.
Hello.
Hey, where's Jacob?
Don't cry on my fucking phone.
Listen here, you. You go get Jacob right now, motherfucker. Well, that seems to be a wrong number, Anime Girl. Don't you even know your own stalker's phone number?
Hello?
Listen here, lady. You better put Jacob on the phone right now, motherfucker.
Jacob don't got this number.
Well, who is he?
Who is who?
Who's Jacob? Go find him.
We don't know who no fucking Jacob is. I'm calling his phone.
Well, no, I want to talk to Jacob. I won't stop calling ever until I get hold of Jacob.
Who the fuck is Jacob?
I don't know. Somebody you know, probably. Is that your brother?
No, we don't know no Jacob. And how you get this number?
Jacob gave it to me. You son of a bitch.
Ain't no damn Jacob gave you this damn number.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
And he wouldn't lie to me.
Yes, the fuck he do.
Oh, see? He lied. So you know him then. You know him.
We don't know no damn Jacob. Stop calling him.
Oh, then how do you
phone.
Know he would lie then, huh?
Get your ass off this phone.
Oh, I refuse. I won't do it. Okay, I guess there's really not a Jacob there. I had to make sure, though. So let's try another one here from Anime Girl 304. She wants me to prank Tammy and doesn't give me any information, just says to do a number change.
Hello?
Hi, Tammy.
Yes?
This is Jerry from Verizon Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're changing this phone number, this 8018.
You're doing what?
We're going to be changing your phone number here in just a minute. I'm just calling to give you your new phone number.
Want my number changed?
Yeah, we're going to be changing this number, this 8018.
Why are you changing my phone number?
Well, a business outbids you on it. They want to use the number for their business because it spells the name of their business, you know, on the keypad.
My personal phone number is not for sale.
Oh, no, it's for sale by us.
You can sell a phone number that I've had for 10 years.
Yes. Yes, because
that's
not
acceptable to me because this number is given out to my family and my colleagues and my friends in different countries.
Well,
I'm not prepared to change my phone number in 10 minutes.
You're going to want to give them the new number.
I'm going to want you to not change my phone number.
Well,
this
one's going to go to a business from now on, this 8018.
I don't particularly care. I've had this phone number for years.
Well, ma'am, it's just...
And I don't want my number to change.
It's just a string of digits.
That's the
bottom line. It's not like we're changing your name or, you know, anything like that matters.
I don't want my phone number to change. Ma'am. I picked this phone number. I've had this phone number for years. As long as I've had a phone in the United States, I don't want my phone number to change.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
One told me my number was for sale or someone outbid me. How can you outbid when I was not even notified? This is completely unacceptable.
Well, I don't think you'd be able to afford it. They paid business rates on it.
I'm going to need your name, and this is wrong.
Oh, ma'am,
you should not be able to do this.
Don't be like that, you know, asking for my name and trying to get me in trouble. That's silly.
Well, you're responsible. You're calling me and telling me that you sold my phone number?
Yeah, well, not me personally.
That is not acceptable. I need your name, and I need the number for your supervisor, because this is not acceptable.
Okay, well,
this is not ethical business practice.
I don't think you're right about that, because, you know, it's just a string of digits.
I need your name,
ma'am,
and I need your supervisor's name and who you work for.
Phone numbers don't really matter anymore. They're just, you know, like
I need
people
your name, and I need who you work for, and I need your supervisor's name.
Okay, this is Roy Gerbel, and my supervisor is Carol.
Spell your last name, please.
Y-O-U-R-L-A-S-T.
Don't be an ass. What is your last name?
Oh, I think you're the one being an ass. You're being a complete Karen here. If you're right.
You sold my phone number. The only number I've had since I've lived in the United States for the past 13 years.
Well,
that is not acceptable. That is not ethical business practice. You can't tell me that someone outbid me when I didn't even know that it was for sale and was not given a choice.
People's numbers change all the time.
Who do you work for?
And it doesn't matter.
Who do you work for?
I work for Verizon.
You said you work for Verizon?
Verizon Wireless. I'm in the call center in Florida.
All right. And you're not going to give me your last name?
Well, I tried to, but you wouldn't
You're spelling your last name. Are you going to tell me your last name?
I tried to, and you just, I had a problem with
it. You're spelling your last name. Y-O-U-R-L-A-S-T-N-A-N-E.
That's what you wanted was my last name.
Tell me.
Did you want someone else's last name?
Tell me your legal last name. What is your name?
Oh, I already did. It's Gerbel. It's hard to spell, though, if you're not an American and you're not from America. So, while you're writing all this.
Can you spell it for me?
While you're all, okay. I'm going to spell it. I-T.
Oh, my God. You're such an ass.
Ma'am, you're writing all this stuff down. Why don't you write down your...
7-8-7-9-9.
Write down your... Write down your phone number. She wrote down everything except for her phone number. Well, there we go, anime girl. That one went a little bit better than the previous one. I mean, I kind of like the previous one, too. But, you know, I think I'm going to save her number. Let me go back. I've already deleted it. But I'm going to save her number, and I'm going to call her back in an hour and just call her back as a prank caller. I'll do this before the end of this show, if I remember. I think I'll remember. But I just want to ask her in an hour, like, what actions have you taken since we last talked? Have you called the police? Have you called all kinds of Verizon people? How long have you spent on hold and in phone trees? What's your life been like for the past hour? And then I can give her the good news that her number's not changing. She'll probably have figured that out by then. For now, I'm going to move on to the next one. Here's one from Dr. Van Nostrand. He wants me to call up some guy named Tom and do a phone number change. He says he switched from Verizon to AT&T back in September and had a nightmare trying to get his 20 numbers switched over. Well, yeah, I would guess. He's a big know-it-all and refers to his business as incorporated when there's like 6 to 9 employees. Well, that doesn't matter. You can incorporate if it's just you. But I get it. He's acting real important because he has a corporation. And it looks like he gave me 8 phone numbers total, but I'm just pranking the first one, which is Tom.
Hello, this is Tom. Can I help you?
Hey, Tom. This is Gary from AT&T Wireless.
Hey.
Calling to let you know something about your number change here. It turns out we assigned you a bunch of numbers that are not really assignable. They were on a list, and we weren't supposed to give them to you. So we're going to have to give you new phone numbers again. Eight of your phone numbers.
I don't even know what the numbers are for. Are they for iPads or iPhones?
Oh, some of them are iPads. Looks like a few are iPhones. It's 8 numbers here that we gave you that we shouldn't have. So I'm going to reassign numbers to those machines.
I have project managers that have iPhones, and people are going to try to call those project managers tomorrow.
You're
not going to be able to get a hold of them.
No, not unless you give them the phone number first, their new phone numbers.
Well, that's kind of weird. You're calling me at 6:40 on a Wednesday evening to tell me you're going to make these changes that are going to be effective in the morning. I think I need like a day or so to notify folks.
Not in the morning. It's going to be effective immediately. I'm in the phone number change order screen.
Well, let me just see if I can explain that a little clearer for you then. The workday ends at 5. It starts again tomorrow morning. Anything that happens between 5 tonight and tomorrow morning affects tomorrow morning. So when I say tomorrow morning, that's when I mean it affects it. Not that if it's going to happen now or at midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, maybe that's how it is in your stupid little world. But here, we're open 24 hours. We're open 24 hours.
Fuck you, asshole.
24 hours a day.
Fucking asshole.
Okay,
you're such a...
I guess I went a little too hard too soon on that one. Didn't really get a lot out of him, but I mean, come on, he's a corporation. He's got to understand that some people work all day and all night, I guess. And now I need to tell him that I'm setting up all his phone numbers in the 618 area code.
Hi, this is Tom with Tom.
Oh, I guess not.
I'm unable to take your call right now, but if you please leave a message, I will.
I should call some of these other numbers, and I don't know. What would I do with them? I don't think I mentioned this before, but he gave me like 8 phone numbers that are on this account. And I guess some of them are iPads, so they probably would not pick up if it's just a data plan.
Hi, this is Tom with Tom.
Oh, now it's going straight to voicemail. I think he blocked me. But maybe I could call from one of his numbers to get him to pick up, and he'll just think it's one of his employees. And he'll be like, hey, employee, why are you calling me this time of night? Don't you know that the work night ends at 5 p.m. sharp, and you should never do any kind of work-related stuff? Between the hours of 5 p.m. and 9 a.m., you fucking idiot, how do you not know this stuff? Come on, you work for a corporation. Corporations have hours. Okay, here goes the first attempt from one of his other numbers.
Hi, this is Tom with Tom.
Oh.
I'm unable to take your call right now.
That went straight to voicemail, too, like he shut off his phone. So I guess he didn't block me. He just turned off his notifications or whatever.
Hi, this is Tom with Tom.
Yeah. So let's try and call one of the other numbers, then.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Brad. I'm over at Tom's house.
Okay.
We're having a pizza party. Why aren't you here? It's a mandatory one.
A mandatory pizza party?
Yeah, it's for work.
I'm busy playing cornhole.
Cornhole? That sounds gay as fuck. You need to get over. You need to get over to this pizza party, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
You better get over here immediately. No, I'm actually Tom wanted me to call you and give you your new phone number.
I have a new phone number?
Yeah, again, because the 6034 number got changed. The phone company called and changed it.
Fun.
Yeah, do you want it or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, you act like I have something to freaking write on.
Okay.
I mean,
write it on
I do have my handy dandy carpenter's pencil.
Write it on your cornhole.
Yeah.
Like a weirdo.
I'm trying to figure out a place to put this. That sounded weird, didn't it? Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead with that number.
Okay, it's 618-465-4545.
That's a weird number.
Yeah, well, it's in Illinois. It's an Illinois number. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, numbers are, they don't matter anymore.
Yep.
People always move and take the number with them. Tom's
618-465-4545.
Yeah, you might want to call up everybody you know and give them that new number and tell them to erase your 6034.
All righty.
And when you hang up with them, can you say 618 forever?
618 forever.
That's our new mantra.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, because we all got 618 numbers now, even Tom.
Okay. Well, cool. I'm gonna get back at my gay cornhole.
Okay, you have fun with that.
See ya.
I love you. Bye. I don't know what the point of this is, but whatever. I'm gonna call the next one on the list. I'm calling from Tom's number.
You've reached Chad Allen with. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. Thanks.
All right, there was Chad. Chad's not picking up. You know why? Because it's after 5 p.m. You don't pick up work calls after 5 p.m. while you're playing cornhole.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The number you dialed has been changed, disconnected.
What? It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Dr. Van Nostrand probably gave me a wrong phone number on that one. That son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Darn it. So I've tried every number, and none of them really want to pick up, except for Cornhole Guy. So I guess we are done with Tom. Thanks, Dr. Van Nostrand, for that number. We're getting close to an hour since I talked to Tammy, so let's give Tammy a call. Hopefully Tammy will pick up. She's the one whose number I changed earlier, and I can't remember how it ended, even at this point.
Hello?
Hello, Tammy?
Yes?
This is Brian from the Prank Call Center. Just calling to do a quick survey with you about your prank call that you received earlier.
Yeah, unless you're with the Federal Trade Commission, you had better not be calling me because I've already reported it to them.
Oh, no.
So if you've got questions, you can call the Federal Trade Commission.
Why'd you call the Federal Trade Commission?
Well, for the prank call that you're calling regarding.
Okay, well, we didn't really change your... Well, crud. Tammy really showed me. But that's pretty crazy. She called the Federal Trade Commission for some reason. She seems to know it was a prank call. So she's been a little bit busy this past hour. She just doesn't want to take a survey and tell us about it. So darn, darn, darn. Freaking Tammy doesn't even want to yell at me. Here's a request from Steve. He wants me to prank Joseph. Hey, Brad, my name is Steve. I've been a listener since 2012. In 2014, I had you call up my old high school English teacher. I think I remember this one. It was the intro to the October 7th, 2014 show called Cactus of Love and was uploaded as Who the Hell Are You on the PLA channel. Yeah, I remember that. I remember how he says, "Who the hell are you?" I was thinking you'd call up his home phone as Verizon and change his phone number. Or better yet, impersonate a neighbor and rip up his mail. Well, you didn't give me his address here, so I can't really do that. So it looks like a number change it is. Let's do it.
We can't come to...
Hello?
Oh, hello. I was calling for Joseph. This is Eddie from Verizon.
He's not home right now. May I take a message?
Yeah, we're just going to change the phone number tonight. This 0484, and it'll be changed to a new phone number. Do you have a pen or a pencil to write down your new phone number?
You're crazy.
What? Aw, that's not fair. I failed at your English teacher's new phone number. I'm sorry. But I'm going to save this number, and I'll save it for a while. You sent this to me 4 days ago, and I'll try to think of something else to do to Joseph. And why is he not home? What's he doing? What's he have to do? Isn't he retired or something? Or was he still working when I called him? I think I told him he had a box of vibrators or something that was his after he left. Yeah, I was telling him to come back and get him, right? That was a fun call back in the day. Anyway, I think I'm going to end it there for today with a couple of failures. I failed to change that English teacher's phone number, and I failed to talk to that lady again, really. She just said weird shit about the FTC and hung up on me. I'm such a failure. I'm sorry, everybody, but you can thank Namesake Jake for that. He's the sole reason that I'm such a failure. Thank you, Namesake Jake. I'll see you all next time. Today, instead of playing a song like I usually do when the show ends, I just found the Who the Hell Are You prank call on the Phone Losers channel, and it's only a minute and 20 seconds long, so I think we need to listen to that right now instead of music. Here it goes, the prank call I made once to Steve's English teacher. Ex-English teacher, I guess, actually.
Hello?
Hello, Joseph.
Oh, who's this?
This is Roy from the high school administration office.
Yes?
We found a couple boxes of your personal belongings that you left behind.
Really?
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd like to come by and get those.
Like what?
It's like two boxes, smaller size boxes. We only opened one. The first one, it's like filled with sex toys and dildos, butt plugs.
What?
It's filled with all this, these, you know, kind of embarrassing items.
Well, what? Who the hell are you?
This is Roy from the high school administration office.
Who?
Roy. And we just, I don't know, we can throw it out if you'd prefer, but if you'd like to come by.
Who the hell are you?
Oh my God, I already told you, Roy from the high school administration.
You know what? Don't call here again.
Why? Do you not want the stuff back?
You are some kind of asshole.
What?
Now get off my phone.
What? Oh my God.